Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on Thursday afternoon. We have so many things to bring you up to speed on. First of all, I'll just quickly touch on the fact that the United Way's Stuff the Bus campaign going on at different locations here. News Radio 92.3, along with our friends over at Channel 3, Cat Country 98.7, United Way, over at the Walmart in Tiger Point. This is my neighborhood, Tiger Point, by the way. And they're out there. We'll check in with Andrew McKay in just a second. He'll have a report for us in terms of what's going on out there. But right now, let's look at the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
All right, here we go. The National Hurricane Center has issued a weather update for the Florida Panhandle. Heavy rain will continue through Saturday, delivering between 3 and 6 inches of rain. The disturbance moving west, southwest into the north central Gulf, bringing widespread showers and thunderstorms along the 10 freeway corridor. Panhandle beaches will see moderate rip current risk today, high current risk tomorrow, falling back to moderate on Saturday.
All right. And Florida's First District Court of Appeals ruled Wednesday in favor of the Escambia School Board after a 4-year-old student choked on food while attending Sherwood Elementary School in 2017. The decision ended a multi-year lawsuit between the student's parents and the county school system.
All right. Here's your third story today. And it is a very unique story, something the Blue Angels are not usually on this side of the equation. A Seattle woman has sued the Blue Angels, claiming its jets traumatized her dying cat. Lauren Lombardi, claiming the Blue Angels air shows over Seattle in August 2023 and 2024, put her cat under extreme distress. The lawsuit was filed against Blue Angels commander, then Blue Angels commander, I should say, Adam Bryan, Lieutenant Ben Bershong, and an unnamed social media administrator of the team. So that's something we're following for you. 4:15, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together today on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, this traffic and weather are brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Make your outdoor space summer ready. Get $50 off new mosquito or fire ant control service. You can visit insect.net to learn more today. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Main problem would have to be Navarre Parkway. If you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87, you are going to have some backups there, but that's to be expected. Also have some on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Outside of that, it doesn't look like too much is standing out right now, so that's some good news for you. Let's see. We also have about 85 degrees as your weather right now, low of 78. Rainfall chances will be lingering tonight and increase tomorrow, sitting at around 80%. But luckily, Friday's high is only sitting at around 89 degrees.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7, WEAR Television, and the United Way are teaming up today to get school supplies to kids in need. The United Way's annual Stuff the Bus campaign happening at several area Walmart stores until 6 this afternoon. Andrew McKay, you know him from the morning show. He's over at Tiger Point today.
Yeah, so we are out here at the Tiger Point Super Walmart where we are collecting school supplies and money. If you want to donate money, that's perfectly fine for the back-to-school push, the Stuff the Bus, which we do every year in conjunction with our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, WEAR Channel 3, the Santa Rosa County School District, and United Way of West Florida. There are all kinds of supplies that you can help people out with, from crayons, scissors, glue sticks, folders, spiral notebooks, color pencils, calculators, three-ring binders, and so much more. There's a full list here. One of the things you can also do is you can actually donate money. You can bring checks. You can bring cash. You can text online. You can just text 41444. Just text school 850. That's school 850 to 4144. There's also QR codes available at uwwf.org/STB. And you can donate at any of the 6 Super Walmarts that we're working at today. Blue Angel Parkway, Creighton Road, Mobile Highway, Pea Ridge, Navarre, and Tiger Point. So yes, come out, support your local school district, help people out with these back-to-school supplies. Andrew McKay from the Tiger Point Walmart for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. And the selection committee has reduced a list of 17 applicants to 10 candidates for Century's next town administrator. One member on that committee, though, interim town manager Howard Brown, has mentioned that background and reference checks have not yet been conducted. A full breakdown of the candidates can be found at northofscambia.com.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, with hurricane season underway, Miami has introduced new types of sandbags to help with preventing flooding. I want to hear this one, and you do too. Here's Brandy Campbell.
Nearly 2 months into the 2025 hurricane season, and Miami Beach is among coastal cities helping residents get a jump start to their hurricane preparation. The city handing out what they say is the modern take on the tried and true sandbag, a lightweight, flat bag that's filled with silica beads. The bag must be submerged in water for a few minutes to be activated and then grow to the size of the usual sandbag. Juan Mestas with the Miami Fire Department spoke with us about this change.
They'll stop water as much as a regular sandbag will. What we're looking at the effectiveness is that they're light so that you can put them in place a lot easier.
In Miami Beach, Florida, Brandy Campbell, Fox Weather.
I'm sure that will appeal to a lot of folks around here who live in low-lying areas and have to go through that ritual of busting out the sandbags. And, you know, it's the same thing. I get these meals sent to me. I order meals online and have, but they send them in those bags he's talking about.
Right.
Those gel bags, very heavy. But boy, they work just like the real thing. So we will keep you up to date and informed on the latest technology coming out of Miami.
Absolutely. And this is some good news for you as well. Florida has some of the least at-risk youth in the nation. And according to a new report by Wallet Hub, compared all 50 states and D.C. based on things like the labor force participation rate among minors and the number of children in poverty, the Sunshine State ranked 31st on the list. Louisiana, Oklahoma, New Mexico, South Dakota, and Arkansas rounded out the top five for at-risk youth.
Okay, a Florida man accused of a brutal attempt to kill his wife while they were out 33 miles in the Atlantic. This is a fear because I always, when I'm out there fishing 42 miles, 43 miles out, you know, when these emergency situations arise, it takes you 2.5 hours to get back into shore from that distance.
Right.
It takes you quite a while. Matt Murphy has more on the story.
60-year-old Douglas Nair of Holmes Beach has been charged with attempted first-degree murder after an alleged violent attack on his wife during a fishing trip on July 20th. The woman told deputies her husband became enraged, left her floating in the Gulf, and then repeatedly beat her when she climbed back on board. She says she was punched, stomped on, dragged, and thrown overboard multiple times. She suffered a concussion, severe swelling, and bruising to her head and face with one eye swollen shut, but managed to escape by jumping onto a dock and running to police. Nair was later arrested and is being held without bond. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
420 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your headlining national stories for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Some of America's bravest warriors are returning home wounded. Here's one of them.
My name is Norberto Lara. I served for 11 years in the United States Army. While I was on a combat patrol in Baqaba, Iraq, a rocket propelled grenade took my arm off at the shoulder. When I came home, I felt alone. My family was around me, but I couldn't talk to them about what I'd seen and what I'd done. I remember just thinking, man, the way I am right now, I don't want to live. I was discharged from the Army, and I've been working with the Wounded Warrior Project since 2007. I don't have to be severely wounded to be with the Wounded Warrior Project. I do have a lot of guys that have post-traumatic stress disorder. Being able to share your story, I guess it kind of helps you wrap your mind around what did happen over there. Just because you have left the military doesn't mean your life is over. Because when these guys are coming home, I'm kind of leading and training them. Instead of for combat, I'm leading and training them to heal. if I come away with anything from Wounded Warrior Project, is them giving my life back. My name is Norby, and yes, I do suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, but I'm okay.
Don't suffer in silence. Contact WoundedWarriorProject.org.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, News Radio 92.3 afternoon, everybody. It is 4:23. Still no sign of massive layoffs in the latest job market reading. Here's Jenny Casola.
There was little change in the job market last week. New claims for unemployment benefits declined by 4,000 to 217,000, a sign that layoffs remain subdued. Economists were predicting a slight increase after a three-month low the previous week. Claims recently peaked at 250,000 in the first week of June. However, the trend of people staying on unemployment longer continues. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, rose by 4,000 to 1.955 million. Some economists have called it the no hire, no fire job market. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
All right, 4:24, News Radio 92.3. We are watching that money today. And Daria Albinger is in for Hillary Barsky.
Another record day on Wall Street wasn't by much for the S&P 500, which closed up just 4 points. The NASDAQ rose 38, both calling it a day at all-time highs. The Dow fell 316 points. First-time jobless claims fell by 4,000 last week to 217,000. And since the weekly claims are a proxy for layoffs, that's a sign that employers are still reluctant to let staff go. Tesla's hit a speed bump. Deliveries of the EVs are down 13% from a year ago. CEO Elon Musk is still promising a lower-priced vehicle will roll off the assembly lines by year's end, and he's continuing to invest in robo-taxis. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
425. Yep, Austin Price in. Taking a look at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads here, luckily I don't have much to give you. We do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And we got some backups developing on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Last major spot's Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that's to be expected. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Got some rainfall chances tomorrow, just like we had today. The high is going to take a hit as a result. Only a high of 89.
Okay, it is 426. Top Senate Democrat is urging the Trump administration to invest in modernizing the nation's weather forecasting system. I want to tie this in with that weather forecast.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Orion Schmeltz has the details.
Washington's Maria Cantwell is the top Senate Democrat on the committee that oversees natural disasters. Cantwell penning a letter to the Trump administration urging investments in modernization of the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, arguing, quote, providing Americans with more timely and accurate weather information can avoid billions in property losses and save lives. Cantwell offering a number of suggestions, including bipartisan legislation to expand forecasting research. The Trump administration has proposed a 27% reduction in NOAA's budget for the next fiscal year, but believes reforms to the agency will make it more efficient and less bureaucratic. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All right. And Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is criticizing New York mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani for not condemning what he calls blatantly anti-Semitic rhetoric. Shapiro told Jewish Insider that Mamdani needs to speak with moral clarity and reject extremist language from his supporters. Mamdani, of course, challenging Mayor Eric Adams and has faced backlash over past comments about Israel and Gaza.
427 News Radio 92.3. For days, we've been watching the parade of former Biden staff members come in and go into questioning, and they take the fifth, and nothing's ever done. Something unique happened today. Former Biden administration official Ron Klain appeared on Capitol Hill for an interview about Biden and his mental state during his time in office. Ashi Hasni is on Capitol Hill with the latest on this investigation.
I'm told by both Democrats and Republicans that he is not pleading the fifth. He is talking. He is being cooperative and that he's not evading questions and that he has been seemingly sounding credible. They were asking him about those Hunter Biden claims that his father had been given Ambien and that is the reason for his disastrous debate performance. The Oversight Committee chairman said that they were going to ask questions about that, particularly because Ron Klain was there with him, very close up and personal with President Biden during that debate prep. He definitely did not paint a very pretty picture of the president in this book, Uncharted, by Chris Whipple. In it, he said that Biden was exhausted and out of it.
And DOJ officials have wrapped up their meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell. The meeting with Jeffrey Epstein's associate came as the Trump administration continues to face pressure from both sides to release files connected with the convicted sex offender. Maxwell currently serving a 20-year federal prison sentence in Tallahassee for the sex trafficking.
Okay, this might give you a new and updated perspective on this story. David Spunt is now in Washington reporting on that Tallahassee meeting.
It is quite unusual to have the Deputy Attorney General of the United States meet with someone who's behind bars for 20 years for sex trafficking, not to mention a high-profile prisoner like Ghislaine Maxwell. It's happening at the federal courthouse in Tallahassee. Now, this is not far from the prison where Maxwell is serving that 20-year sentence behind bars. What's being discussed, we don't quite know. The Justice Department not commenting about any of the details. Her attorney says she'll tell the truth, but the question has to be asked, is there a price? Is there a deal to be cut with the Justice Department? House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer issued a formal subpoena for her to testify in person in a deposition from prison regarding her role in Epstein's crimes and what she may know. She could take the Fifth Amendment and keep quiet. We'll see what happens there.
And President Trump is making a visit to the Federal Reserve. The visit comes as Trump continues to pressure Chairman Jerome Powell into lowering interest rates. That's a decision Powell says is based on the uncertainty of Trump's tariff policies. Trump has openly talked about firing Powell, who operates independently of the president and says he can't be fired under the law. The two had an awkward exchange addressing reporters.
All right. Congrats going out to Escambia Deputy Sergeant Chase Horn, been appointed by Governor DeSantis as one of seven new members sitting on Florida's Criminal Justice Standards and Training Commission. The CJSTC is designed to ensure citizens are served by officers who are ethical and do the right thing. All right, coming up in five, we'll talk some sports. Hang in there. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Legendary professional wrestler Hulk Hogan has died. Hogan-born Terry Bollea died at a Florida hospital following cardiac arrest today. Hogan helped transform professional wrestling into a massive entertainment industry with his skill and larger-than-life personality.
20,000 leagues under the sea is a nice place to deposit somebody, brother.
Sound courtesy of WWE, the Hulkster also got involved in politics, becoming one of President Trump's most vocal supporters. The man charged with attempting to kill then-candidate Donald Trump at his Florida golf course last year will now act as his own lawyer.
A federal judge in Fort Pierce, Florida, will allow accused would-be Trump assassin Ryan Ruth to defend himself at his trial later this year. Ruth had already told the court he was dissatisfied with his federal public defenders, saying they weren't doing as requested.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Genuinely good news out of the city of Milton, where they have apparently solved their spray field problem, how to get the treated effluent out of the Blackwater River. Also, drama in Milton over apparent efforts to suppress the First Amendment, the ongoing saga of the Howard Steele protocols. And then a question about AI. Would it bother you if you discovered that your pastor was using AI to write sermons? Had a really good discussion about that. Listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
All the news updates within 30 minutes, right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
I watched the world flip to the dark side of the moon. After all I knew, it had to be something to do with you. I really don't mind what happens now and then, as long as you'll be my friend at the end. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman might, kryptonite.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the National Hurricane Center has issued a weather update for the Florida Panhandle. Heavy rain will continue through Saturday, delivering between 3 and 6 inches of rain. The disturbance is moving west-southwest into the north-central Gulf, bringing widespread showers and thunderstorms along the I-10 freeway corridor. And Panhandle beaches will see moderate rip current risks today, high current risks tomorrow, falling back to moderate on Saturday.
Okay, Florida's, this is the second story, by the way. Florida's First District Court of Appeal ruled on Wednesday in favor of the Escambia School Board after a 4-year-old student choked on food while attending Sherwood Elementary School. This happened back in 2017. The decision ended a multi-year lawsuit between the student's parents and the county school system.
All right. And your third top story this afternoon, a Seattle woman has sued the Blue Angels. Yeah, I know. What the heck? She's claiming its jets traumatized her dying cat. Lauren Lombardi claimed the Blue Angels air shows over Seattle in August of 23 and 24 put her cat under extreme distress. The lawsuit was filed against Blue Angels commander Adam Bryan, Lieutenant Ben Bouchon, and an unnamed social media administrator of the team.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7, WEAR Television, and the United Way are teaming up today to get school supplies to kids in need. The United Way's annual Stuff the Bus campaign's happening at several area Walmart stores until 6 o'clock this afternoon. Well, Kevin King is at the Walmart in Tiger Point.
Lots of our neighbors, kids need a little extra hand going back to school, and the United Way does this every year, and it's just such a special day and a very important day, too.
So you have time, about another hour and 25 minutes, to stop by Walmart and help them out.
All right, and the nationwide crackdown on illegal immigration has resulted in multiple ICE raids now across the Gulf Coast. Of course, we've been talking a lot this week about the lawn care company in Navarre, but yesterday, agents raided the construction site for the new elementary school in Loxley. 11 people detained at the school. Channel 3 reports a worker described fellow employees attempting to escape into the field surrounding the construction site, but agents on four-wheelers went after them, so they ran back to the school and tried to hide on roofs and in attics.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
High fly ball center field, heading for the seats, reaching them again. fifth consecutive game with a Shohei home run.
The call on Sportsnet LA. Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani is red hot at the plate. With his solo blast in the first inning on Wednesday, he tied a Dodgers franchise record, homering in his fifth straight game, his 37th of the year, as the Dodgers beat the Minnesota Twins 4-3. Elsewhere, several teams completed series sweeps yesterday. The New York Mets, the Houston Astros, the Texas Rangers, the Cleveland Guardians, and the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Pirates' sweep came against the best team in baseball in the Detroit Tigers. It's been a roller coaster season for Pittsburgh. They are the first team to sweep the best team in the league and get swept by the worst team in the league in back-to-back series since the 1980 San Diego Padres. NFL news. The Green Bay Packers revealing Wednesday that their national revenue sharing from the previous fiscal year improved to $432.6 million. The Green Bay Packers are the only publicly owned team in the league and are therefore required to reveal their financial statement every year. It gives some insight as to how popular the NFL actually is, and crunching the numbers reveals that the league's 32 teams shared more than $13 billion in revenue last year. Some news out of training camps on Wednesday. Arizona Cardinals rookie defensive tackle Walter Nolan III will miss the start of training camp as he deals with a calf injury that he suffered while training in the offseason. Nolan was selected 16th overall in this year's draft. It's unclear how exactly he'll be out for. And Denver Broncos head coach Sean Payton revealed Wednesday that quarterback Bo Nix has been meeting with former quarterback Drew Brees in the offseason ahead of his sophomore campaign. Brees spent 15 of his 20 seasons playing for Payton as a member of the New Orleans Saints and is one of two QBs in NFL history to surpass 80,000 career passing yards. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Tony Genualdo.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
You know, since we're talking about the situations with some NFL teams, the Buccaneers have a big problem. Head coach Todd Bowles confirmed to the media on Thursday that Desmond Watson is on the non-football injury list due to weight issues. The 464-pound defensive lineman joined Tampa as an undrafted free agent and became the heaviest player ever to sign an NFL contract. Bowles said the team doesn't have a timetable on what they can get him down to.
And that's not even a funny story. That's a sad story. Because that man is in serious danger of health issues.
Well, because he made headlines in college for being such a big bruising lineman.
Got it.
But,
yeah.
I mean, if you're too heavy to where you may not even be able to play in the NFL, dude, come on.
Yeah, exactly right. Let me just throw this in here. I got a story coming up. If you're heading up to Boston to see the Sox play in Fenway, you're going to like this one. First, Pensacola improved its record with another win over Knoxville Wednesday, 5-2. Wahoos 48-43. In the 2025 season tonight, it is game three of the six-game series. First pitch going out. 6 o'clock is actually 5 o'clock Pensacola time on that side. So you're thinking about going up to Boston.
Maybe.
You want to see the big green wall. If you go, by the way, right field's where you sit. That's where all the locals sit up there, and you find out the great juice. So if you ever go at Fenway, sit in the right. You're going to say, why sit in the right? I'm telling you, that's where the locals sit. Okay, Fenway Park in Boston has been in existence for 113 years. But the historic ballpark could be in for a first this weekend. Tony Genualdo is back in with more.
Baseball fans heading to Boston's Fenway Park to see the Red Sox take on the Los Angeles Dodgers this weekend could be without concessions, as workers are threatening to strike on Friday if a new deal is not reached with food service company Aramark. Workers with the Unite Here Local 26 union, who handles events at both Fenway and the attached MGM Music Hall, are demanding better wages and protection from automation. In a statement, Aramark expressed disappointment in the union for setting a deadline for the strike, but says they are continuing to negotiate in good faith. The union is asking fans attending this weekend series to support workers by not purchasing any food or drinks inside of Fenway. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Bill Belichick underwent his first ACC Media Day today as a legendary coach prepares for his inaugural season being the head coach at UNC. And I think the Hoodie can win 8 games this season at Chapel Hill. With that being said, the question will always be there as to if Bill will ever leave the college game and return back to an NFL sideline. And even though it may be hard to believe, I think Belichick's final stop is his current one at UNC. I'm Zach Gelb.
We Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like, and sometimes it's like,
do you have a dash light on?
Oh, yeah.
Then we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the,
not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Here's today's health news.
443 News Radio 923. The fertility rate in the U.S. has reached a new low. Here's a concern for you. Sue Guzman has the report.
That's according to new federal data released Wednesday that said the rate in 2024 plummeted to its lowest level, with less than 1.6 children per woman. The report saying it's due in part to women waiting longer to have children or some never having children at all. The U.S. was once among only a few developed countries that ensured each generation had enough children to replace itself. President Trump has taken steps to increase falling birth rates, issuing an executive order expanding access to and reducing costs of in vitro fertilization. He's also called for so-called baby bonuses to encourage couples to have more children. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And a little more than half of adults admit that they've relieved themselves in a swimming pool. The numbers are from a survey by the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance. In an effort to promote pool safety, urinating in a pool isn't a great practice, of course, but not because of the risk of getting sick from diseases or germs. That's actually very low. Instead, the reaction of urine with chlorine can create chemicals that make pool water more irritating.
Boy, you're scraping the barrel for a story there, aren't you?
I was going to say, I'm still going to be ticked if you pee in my pool.
I don't swim in your toilet. Don't you pee in my pool?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. New government report says a Kentucky nonprofit began harvesting the organs of donors who had not even died yet.
Good Lord.
We're getting into some strange stuff here this afternoon. Here's Mark Meredith.
Organ donation considered such a noble way to help others. More than 100,000 people are waiting for transplants right now. A federal investigation finding far too often donation preparations begin while a donor still has a chance to live. The Department of Health and Human Services says it wants to reform the organ transplant system after finding serious ethical and legal concerns involving multiple cases. The New York Times looked at a case from 2021 when a man in Kentucky awoke as he was about to be removed from life support. A later investigation found workers at a nonprofit were constantly ignoring signs of growing alertness of multiple patients. A House subcommittee also looking at this issue, demanding changes be made to ensure Americans have more confidence in the organ donation system.
Okay. Strange, but true stories this afternoon.
Yeah, apparently.
They're probably saying, okay, what's coming up next? Well, that's exactly where we want you to be. Mm-hmm. We've got some great stuff coming up, so just hold on there. Let's go ahead and leap forward. It is now 4:45, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together. I see the 10 westbound. It's a mess.
Oh, yeah. I'll get some details on that for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. And, yeah, let's see. Looking at the roads here, if you are traveling westbound on I-10, passing the I-110 north ramp, we still have our usual issues there. We also have some on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and a little bit on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But all of those spots give us trouble, so hopefully there's nothing standing out too severely to you. If you are a usual for these routes, you are not surprised. I'll put it to you that way. As for our local weather, 85 degrees, low of 78. Tomorrow, going to be only a high of 89, but that's because we've got an 80% chance of showers, and we're going to see some of that bleed into your weekend as well.
Yeah, the showers are translating into lower temperatures for us. So that's the good equation to this formula. But extreme heat continues for much of the U.S., as stormy weather does kind of hit along the Gulf Coast. Janice Dean She's back in with a forecast for us.
Over 100 million people are under heat advisories today from the Central Plains to the Northeast, with high temperatures and humidity leading to dangerous conditions outside. Take all the necessary precautions, especially if you're vulnerable to heat-related illnesses. A disorganized system along the Gulf Coast will bring scattered storms with the risk of flooding, and some thunderstorms moving across the Central Plains, the Midwest, and the Great Lakes will bring potentially dangerous weather with hail, damaging winds, and flooding the next few days. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, the IRS cutting its workforce by 25%. That's nearly 6,000 employees losing their jobs since the Trump administration began reducing the size of the federal government. Remember when Biden was in there and he hired thousands of new IRS agents? Everybody was quaking about that one.
Ugh. Oh, we were all quaking.
Well, if you don't do anything wrong, you shouldn't be quaking. That's the way I look at it. Grady Trimble has more from Capitol Hill this afternoon.
Even with that many fewer employees, the IRS is collecting hundreds of billions of dollars more in taxes this year compared to last. The IRS has cut around 26,000 jobs. That's just since February. And among the jobs that have been cut, 27% of the agency's tax examiners, those are the people who make sure individual filers and businesses comply with tax laws, and 26% of its revenue agents, the workers who perform audits. And yet, through June of this year, the government has collected $245 billion more than during the same time frame last year.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. United Health Group says it's facing Department of Justice investigations over its Medicare billing practices. In a securities filing, the company says it started complying with formal criminal and civil requests from the DOJ and that it reached out to the department after reports of the probes surfaced. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick saying today that TikTok will go dark for Americans unless China agrees to give the U.S. more control over the popular app. TikTok's future in the U.S. has been uncertain since last year, when Congress passed a bill that would ban the platform unless its Chinese owner ByteDance divested. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow falling more than 315 points, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both up slightly and setting fresh records. U.S. crude oil futures for September are up more than 1% above $66 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay. Columbia University has reached a multi-million-dollar settlement with the Trump administration to restore federal funding. You darn right they're going to make some agreements.
Yeah.
They were cutting all their bucks off. Jared Halpern, he's up at the White House with more.
The Ivy League university will pay a $200 million fine over 3 years and codify new campus demonstration rules to settle an anti-discrimination investigation by the Education Department. Education Secretary Linda McMahon says the agreement is a recognition by Columbia's leadership of a problem on campus.
We're going to see action at Columbia, and I'm really pleased that we were able to come to this agreement, because I think the students there that are on campus now can feel safe.
Jewish students say they were harassed and threatened during pro-Palestinian protests and building takeovers following the October 7th attacks in Israel and war in Gaza. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Tesla earnings and revenue missed their target in the second quarter. The electric automaker on Wednesday reported revenue of $22.5 billion. That's below the $22.65 billion expected. That's a 12% drop over last year. The company did say that a more affordable model was still planned to go into production later this year.
Well, socialism is getting targeted today. And let me explain to you. Kansas City, Missouri is ending its free bus plan as New York Democratic mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani continues to promote his free bus plan. The only thing is, Kansas City has proven this, it loses money. Ooh. Lots of money. Here's Kelly Sabarini.
Kansas City was the first major city in the U.S. to implement a policy like this. And now that experiment is coming to an end almost 5 years later. In April, Kansas City's city council decided that they're going to return to paid fares once again, and that will happen this October. And that's because of one unavoidable reason, money. The program originally cost $9 million to launch, but as ridership grew, so did the bill. New York City is considering a much bigger move. Zohran Mamdani wanted to eliminate bus fares citywide, something no other city has done at this scale. Last year, he piloted the idea on 5 MTA bus routes, and when he did that, ridership jumped.
All right, you got to go through this one. You're gonna, you might have a chuckle about this. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he wants to restrict where marijuana can be smoked in his city.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I say. Mm. Go down, Scott's in with an explanation.
Mayor Adams went on a New York Post podcast to say while marijuana is legal to buy in the city, he feels there should only be certain areas where people can light up.
Not throughout the entire street, because you still smell it everywhere.
He calls it a negative impact of the New York state cannabis law. If you ask New Yorkers, some aren't fans.
If I'm with my daughter, then yes, it absolutely bothers me because I don't want her to be exposed to it.
Others accept it.
It's one of the better smells, to be honest with you.
New York state law does not allow marijuana to be smoked in cars, restaurants, or on federal property. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes and some frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Staying healthy after 65 just got easier with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. This means more time with your care team and appointments, more focus on your health needs, plus daily group activities and access to an on-site fitness center. Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Accepting patients at 9 Mile Road with a new location on Mobile Highway now open. Visit Ochsner.org/65plus-Pensacola.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Tomorrow at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Love. 4:55, News Radio 92.3. I had to twist Austin's arm there to play that song for us because I got a story coming up. The band, by the way, is Golden Earring.
Right.
Radar loves the song. Big, big tune back in the late 70s.
My arm hurts from all
so
the twisting.
So I had to twist his arm to say he would play that for us. Okay, let's get serious. 4:55, Austin's in with the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. Did I totally screw that one up?
No. Okay. You're good. Okay. This is Traffic and Weather Update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Got some backups on Highway 90, traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard. Also got some, it was a little bit. It's kind of died down, actually, on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Last major spot's going to be Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Rainfall chance is going to increase for your Friday, where the high is only 89 degrees, so it'll be a little bit chillier for you.
Here's today's pop culture news.
And you'll see there is a method to my madness here. Co-founder of Dutch rock band Golden Earring has died at 77. You and I were just talking about this before we came on air. Think about how many people have died this week.
It's frightening, yeah.
Yeah, especially at that age. I can relate. Mm-hmm. Michelle Polino's in with the details.
George Kooymans, the legendary guitarist, songwriter, and founding member of Dutch rock band Golden Earring, has died at 77 from complications related to ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. His family and bandmates confirmed he passed away Wednesday. Kooymans was diagnosed with ALS in 2020, which ultimately led to the band's retirement after nearly six decades together. Kooymans co-wrote and sang on some of the band's most iconic tracks, including the hard rock anthem Radar Love, a staple of classic rock radio, and the 1982 hit Twilight Zone, helping to propel Golden Earring to international fame. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And French President Emmanuel Macron is suing right-wing podcaster Candace Owens for claiming his wife is a man.
That was crazy.
The lawsuit.
It was almost like the Democrats saying that men can have babies. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, this is also accusing Michelle Obama being a man. Republicans did that for years. The lawsuit filed Wednesday alleges that Owens has waged a relentless year-long campaign of defamation against the Macrons. It also alleges that she sold merchandise promoting the claim and that they had asked her repeatedly to stop, only filing a lawsuit as a last resort.
Well, maybe she can go into a bathroom or something with this other lady and just check it out.
Oh, my Lord.
Come on. That's pretty bold.
Just move on.
McDonald's wants to cash in on demand for cold beverages. Here you go. Jenny Casola has the report.
Dirty sodas and flavored cold brews are coming to some McDonald's restaurants in September. Dirty sodas are spiked with dried fruit and flavored syrups. New options will include the strawberry watermelon refresher, Sprite Lunar Splash, Popping Tropic Refresher, along with creamy vanilla cold brews. McDonald's head of beverages and desserts, Charlie Neuberger, says the trends are being driven by Gen Z customers in their teens and 20s. Taco Bell and Wendy's are already selling flavored cold drinks. The new beverages will be tested at several hundred McDonald's locations in Wisconsin and Colorado. It'll also test some beverages internationally. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
The White House responding after the airing of a Trump-themed episode of South Park. Oh, my Lord, this should be good. Here's Michelle Polino.
Donald Trump's White House is firing back after the South Park season premiere that portrayed the president stripping naked in a deep fake PSA, among other depictions, and suing those who speak out against him. In a statement to Variety, White House spokesperson Taylor Rogers blasted the show and its creators, saying the left's hypocrisy truly has no end. For years, they criticized South Park for offensive content, and now they're praising it. Rogers continued, just like the creators of South Park, the left has no authentic or original content, adding this show hasn't been relevant for over 20 years and is hanging on by a thread with uninspired ideas in a desperate attempt for attention. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, an amazing hour is coming up. Got a lot of great news for you. This is News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.